Today's daf is Shavuos Daf Chof Vav, and we are on the top line of Daf Chof Vav Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah and Daf Chof Hey brought a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva regarding the korban oil of yoyre that one has to bring if he violates Shavuos Bitui B'Shoykik. The Masechta began Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. It's the name of the third parak as well. The parak we're learning, parak Shvu Shtayim Basra, Shvu Shtayim Shein Arba. And what's the Shtayim Shein Arba? Two examples of korban oilav yoyred for Shvu as bitoy that are mefurish in the Torah, and two that we know midrasha that are not mefurish in the Torah. The two that are mefurish is lahara ulahetiv. If somebody swears that he'll do something good, or he swears that he'll do something bad, such as Shvu Shaloichal or Shvu Shaloi Oichal. If it's lahara elahetiv in the future tense, that's the shvuas bitoy, that's mefurish in the Torah. What's not mefurish in the Torah is if it was in the avar. A person again will swear lahara elahetiv, but not in the future tense, but rather in the past tense. So not shvuas she'oichel or shvuas she'loy oichel, but rather shvuas she'ochalti or shvuas she'loy ochalti. There too, the Mishnah said, shvuas shtayim shein arba, the halacha is, if somebody violated this Shvuas bitoy b'shoygeg d'alach is, he would have to bring a korban oil v'yoyre. But that clearly implies that even though the pasuk says lahara ilahetiv, in the past tense, shvuas shalchalti and shvuas shalay achalti is also subject to the laws of korban oil v'yoyre. Stating that, we saw right in the beginning of the Masechta, and it's something that came up several times, more notably in the Mishnah, Daf Chof Hey Amud Aleph, that really the machloikis shnuya, it's a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara said right in the beginning of the Masechta, Reisha Rabbi Akiva, v'sefer Rabbi Shmuel. So this halach of Shvuah Shtayim Shein Arba, this halacha that Shvuah's bitui is subject to Oil V'Yorid, even on a Shvuah L'Shavar, is really the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel argues, the Mishnah described a Shakla V'Tarya B'Kitzer. The Gemara is now going to mention a Braisa that discusses it in somewhat detail. Tanu Rabbanon, Lohara Oil L'Heitiv, Ein Li'el Advarim She'esh Ben Arav Atav. From the pasuk it sounds like, the only time a Shvuah's bitui will be subject to the laws of Oil V'Yorid is if it's either Lohara or L'Heitiv, meaning it's either a good thing or a bad thing. She'im ben harov atov minayin. How do you know if it's neither good or bad? So shvu she'oichel is a good thing. Shvu she'loi oichel, certainly a bad thing. What if it's not good and it's not bad? Rashi's example, top line, she'ezrei k'tzar liyam. If somebody swears I'm going to throw a rock into the sea, it's not a good thing, but it's also not a bad thing. How do you know if somebody violates that shvua, he's subject to the laws of Eidl. We learn it from the fact that the pasuk says, "Oy nefesh kisi shova levate bisfasayim." It's mashma, regardless, mikol mokin, like Rashi says, whether it's lahara or lehetiv, or not lahara oy lehetiv, if it's kisi shova levate bisfasayim, the loch is going to be subject to the oil of yer. Now the pasuk that describes lahara oy lehetiv is describing a shvua that was made about something you will or will not do in the future. How do you know if it was a shvua? The pasuk concludes and says the words l'chaylash yevata adam b'shvua. It's all in the same pasuk. That's extra l'rabois even in the avar. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says lahara oy lehetiv lahaba. No, the pasuk says lahara oy lehetiv. We're talking about a shvua lehaba oichel loy oichel, not achalti v'lo achalti. And it's for that reason, it's only in a shvua lehaba where you have the halachas of oilav yoyrid. But if it's a shvua l'shavah, you're not going to have the halachas of oilav yoyrid. Amar Rabbi Akiva, im kein, if so, meaning if you hold it's only a shvua lehaba. So what does that mean? It means you don't darshan l'chayla sheyevate ha'adam b'shvua. So if you don't darshan that pasuk, then in li'elu dvarim she'yesh b'matav v'ara, dvarim she'yesh b'nara v'atav minayin, then you shouldn't darshan the beginning of the pasuk either. Or nefesh kisi shava levate b'svasayim. And how do you know that if a person makes a shvua that's not lahara and it's not lehetiv, kegoin she'ezrei k'tzar liyam, that he's going to be subject to the shvua? Meaning Rabbi Akiva held that if you darshan one of the drashas in the pasuk, you should have to darshan both. And if you don't darshan one, that means you can't darshan any. So to the extent that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't darshan from the second part of the pasuk, l'chay la she'yivat adam b'shvua, to teach me that not only is there oil of a yard in a shvua la'abah, there's also oil of a yard for a shvua l'sha'avar, then how does he know to darshan the beginning of the pasuk to tell me that there's an oil of a yard, even if it's not lahara, it's not lehetiv, but rather it's something in significant, such as she'etzker Yisrael Yam. Amaloisa, he told him, Ribi Akosiv. No, the first Ribi I do hold. Amaloisa, he told him, Ribi Akosiv Lakach, Ribi Akosiv Lakach. How could you have one and not have the other? The Gemara Shapa Komali Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. It doesn't seem like Rabbi Shmuel answered. So Luchura Rabbi Kiva ends off with a good taina that how could you darshin to tell me that Lahora Ulahetav is Lavdafka, meaning even if it's something like Ezra Tzorliyan, and not Darshan, that Lahora Ulahetav is Lavdafka to be Marba in the Ovar, Shalchalti Vishaloya Chalti, Rabbi Yechon said, I'll explain to you the beer, the fundamental principle underlying this machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel, should she miss Rabbi Chuni ben Akono, Rabbi Shmuel, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Chuni ben Akono, Shal Yedoyer, she's called Toyer Kul Bechlau Prat. He used the Darsh in the Torah, Bechlau Uprat, Iyu Nami Doyerish Bechlau Uprat. Rabbi Akiva, however, Shishimish is Nochemish Gamzu, Doyerish is called Toyer Kul Bribu Amir. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Nochemish Gamzu, who used the darshan the Torah beriboy umiyot iunami doirish. He too darshan the Torah. He too darshan beriboy umiyot. Incidentally, it's interesting. We know Rabbi Shmuel Leimer b'shloish esrei midos haTorah nedrashes bahem, and klalu prat is featured very prominently. It's three or four of the yud gam midos shaTorah nedrashes bahem. Now you know the rest of the story. Where'd Rabbi Shmuel get the klalu prat? Several of the yud gimel midos shaTorah nedrashes bahem. He heard it from his Rebbe, Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana. So it's interesting. We don't have that much from Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, but really, these some of the yud gimel midos shaTorah nedrashes bahem, which underpin so many halachos chamurais and shas, really is attributed to the great Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana. Rabbi Akiva, however, he darshan not klal pratu klal. He darshan ribui miut. And who did he get it from? He got it from his Rebbe, Nochemish Gamzu. Nochemish Gamzu, of course, was called Nochemish Gamzu because he used to say Gamzu l'toivah. Rabbi Akiva used to say Kol Ma'adavid Rachmano l'tavavid, Torah that we've spoken about in the past, the Inkam Akoyim l'harach. But what's this machloik is whether you say klal prat or whether you say ribui miut. One mahalach of how to darshan any pasuk that's introduced with a general statement, prat, and then either with a general statement or not a general statement in the end, is the mandama that Darshan's klalu prat holds, that if you have a klalu prat, ein bechlal elo masha beprat. So the prat limits the klal to whatever the prat is. If there's a klal after the prat, if it's now a klal prat to klal, the second klal comes to be marba, comes to add on to the prat. What is it marba? Anything that's ke'ena prat. So klalu prat, ein bechlal elo masha beprat. Klal pratu klal, ein beprat elo, or ein beklal elo ke ein masha beprat. That's how you dodge in klal uprat. That's how you dodge in klal pratu klal. What's ribui miut or ribui miut ribui? That would mean that the same words that the man that dodge in klal uprat, he looks at differently. He doesn't call the klal a klal. He calls it a rib. He doesn't call the prat a prat. He calls it a miut. It's the same words. It's a matter of semantics. But at the same time, in terms of how you look at it from a halacha standpoint, the man dama that holds ribui miut holds ein beribui elo ke'ein masha bemiut. So that a ribui miut, leman de dorish ribui umiuti, is the equivalent of a klal prat u klal, leman de dorish klal prat. So every ribui umiut, you already have ke'ein masha bemiut. You already have ke'ein masha beprat. If there's a second ribui, then it has to be marba more than ke'ein masha beprat. What could be more than ke'ein masha beprat? So the rule is we're marba everything, and we're just memayit one thing. You can't not be memayit anything, because then what's the miut for? So we're marba everything, we're memayit one thing. So again, if you owe klal prat u klal, klal u prat, ein bechlal elo masha beprat. The klal is limited to the prat. Klal prat u klal, you marba everything that's ke'ena prat. If you hold ribui miut, then ribui miut, ein ber miut, or ein ber ribui elo ke'ein masha bemiut. If you hold ribui miut, ribui, you marba everything, you only memayit one thing. Says the Gemara, this machleik is Rav Shmuel Rav Yekiva. Whether the shvuah is bitoy, carbon out of a yoyrit. First shvuah l'sha'avar is tali, and this machleik is, and it's l'shita sayu. Rabbi Shmuel, Darshan's klal pratu klal, of course, from the famous braisa of Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, he was a talmid Rabbi Chaim, and Akana used to darshan klal pratu klal, whereas Rabbi Akiva was a talmid of Nochemish Gamzu, and he darshan ribui miut ribui. Says the Gemara, my Rabbi Akiva the darshan ribui miuti, the tanya learned to the braisa, Oinefesh kisi shava, this pasuk is a ribo. So the pasuk begins with a ribui, Oinefesh kisi shava. Then it says, l'hara elehetiv, miut. L'choyla she yevata adam chazav a ribo. Ribo and miut for ribo. What's the halacha? Ribo yakol. My ribo, ribo kol mili. We marba everything. Umay miut. One thing. What's the one thing that we're going to be mayat? Miut var mitzvah. We're going to be mayat that if somebody swears to be mevatel a mitzvah, that shvuah is not going to be a shvuah. But anything else, Meaning, even a regular Shavuos bitui of Lahara Lehetiv in the Ovar will be included. Rabbi Shmuel, Darish Klal Uprat. Oy Nefesh, Kisi Shavuos Levat Abis Vosayim is a Klal. Lahara Lehetiv is a Prat. L'chayla Sheivat Adam Chazav a Klal. Klal Uprat, Klal Iyatu Don Elokein a Prat. Ma HaPrat Mefurish Labo, Af Kol Lehabo. He dashes Klal Prat to Klal. Klal Prat to Klal is much less inclusive than Riba Miat Riboy. Because Riba Miat Riboy is Marba everything with the exception of one thing. Klal Prat to Klal is Marba but only Kain Masha Beprat. So therefore, Ahani Klala, the Klal works Lasuya Filu Dvarim She'em Ben Harava Tava, but only Lahaba. The Kain Masha Beprat tells me that if it's a Shvua Lahaba, similar to Lahara Lahetiv, will be Marva everything. What does everything mean? Even if it's not Ra, even if it's not Toiv, even Kagun Shvua She'ezrek Tzor Liyan, or Loy Ezrek Tzor Liyan, even that will be included. But at the same time, Ahani Prato, Lemu'ute Yafilu Dvorim, She'yesh Bem Harav, Atova L'Shavar. But the Prat is going to be Mamayit and tell me that there's no carbon oil for a Shvua's Bitoy if it's a Shvua L'Shavar. Says the Gemara Epechana. How do you know to be Marba Dvarim she'ein ben harava tova dvarim shol reshus in the osid? Maybe let's be marba dvarim that are ra and toiv in the avar. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak gedum yad lahar elahetiv, similar to lahar elahetiv, because that's something that's misha esur mishum bayachal dvarim. The only loisaseh, and we're discussing the oil of yared, but as it relates to the loisaseh component of the shvuah, the only lav you have by lahar elahetiv is bayachal dvarim yotzes hazu, as opposed to a shvuah lisha avar she'ein esur mishum bayachal. There is Bayachal Dvaray, but it's not only Bayachal Dvaray, Elam Yishum Balta Shakru. Over there, you also over the Isser Balta Shakru. So, being that you have the Isser of Shvua Sheker, so it's not as similar to a Shvua. Meaning, Rabbi Yishmol held that a Shvua Lisha Avar and a Shvua and the Asid are fundamentally different. And what makes them fundamentally different? A Shvua Lisha Avar has Balta Shakru, like Shavu B'Shmi Lishaker. A Shvua in the Asid does not have Balta Shakru. As opposed to the Chilik between a Shvua of Ra and Toiv versus a Shvua of something that's neither Ra nor Toiv, even though they're not identical, but they're not fundamentally different. So therefore, when you're going to be Marba Ke'en Masha B'Prat, you know you have to be Marba something because you have a Klal Prat to Klal. You also know you can't be Marba everything because Ahani Prata, you also have a Prat. So it makes more sense to be Marba something that's more similar. What's more similar? The Shvua and the Asid. Why is that more similar? Because Atzad HaShava Shabahem between the two Shvuas and the Asid is that they both don't have Baal Tisha as opposed to the Shvula Sha'avar that has Baal Tishakru. Zokta Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchok, Barabin Omar, Omakro, the Pasuk says, Oy Nefesh, Kisi Shova, Levate Besvosayim, Misha Shvua, Kedemes, Labitoy. Another Makar for why Rabbi Shmuel would hold that there's no carbon oil of Yerit for a Shvua's Bitoy, Beshoigig Lishavar, because the Pasuk says, Kisi Shova, Levate Besvosayim. What does it sound like? First the person swore, and then afterwards it played itself out. Misha Shvua Koidemes Labitoy. Veloisha Habitoy Koidemes Lishvua. Meaning Yotzo Zeh Ochalti Veloyochalti Shamaisa Koidem Lishvua. It sounds like only a Shvua with a Shvua is Koidem Lamaisa. So a person swears he's going to do something and then he violates the Shvua. But if a person swears that he did something and then we find out that he violated the Shvua, that means the Maisa had already happened. And being that it already happened, the Mashmoy says Misha Shvua Koidemes Labitoy Veloisha Habitoy kaidemes l'shvua eksa. Zok the Gemara weiter. Next sugya. Tanu Rabbanan ha'adam b'shvua prat la'oynis. So these four words have reverberated in Kaisle Beis Medrash for hundreds of years. And these four words of ha'adam b'shvua prat la'oynis, the simonim in Birchas Shmuel from Rabbi Baruch Ber, a lot of shiurim have been given. It's a very, very intense line. Seems rather edel. Ha'adam b'shvua prat la'oynis. But unfortunately, it's outside the scope of what we do, so we're just going to do what we do. So what does it mean? Ha'odam b'shvua prat la'onus. Says Rashi, ha'odam b'shvua, she'hei odam b'sha shvua, she'yehei liboy olav. A person needs, in order for a shvua to be chal, that at the time that he made the shvua, liboy olav, he was thinking clearly. Meaning he was sober, he was miyushav, he was in a half-decent place. He makes a shvua, she'oichal, she'lo yoichal, she'ochalti, v'she'lo yoichalti. That shvua has legal ramifications. Prat la'anus. However, if a person at the time that he made the shvua was ein liboy olav, in that case, the shvua is not going to be chal. So ha'adam b'shvua prat la'anus. Zok the Gemara, v'nelam. When the pasuk says v'nelam, the only time you bring an oil of a yoreid for shvua's bitoy is if it was b'shoigig. There had to be some element of halama. Prat la'mezid. Meaning, if a person would bemazed violate a shvuah, of course he wouldn't bring a carbon oil of a yair. The only time you bring a carbon oil of a yair is if it was vanilla. Additionally, mimenu, it says vanilla mimenu, shenisalma mimenu shvua. The only time you bring a carbon oil of a yair is if the halama was the shvua itself. Meaning, what the person forgot was the shvua. Yochel, shenisalma mimenu chayfetz. I would have thought that if he didn't forget the shvua, he forgot the chayfetz, he should be subject to an oil of a yair. Talmud leimer, b'shvua vanilla, al helam shvua, chayv, ene chayv, al helam chayfetz. What does that mean? The Gemara is going to explain it now from here until the bottom of the Yomid. But talk to Gemara. The first halach of this brisa said was, Amar mar ha. That the only time a shvua has any legal ramifications is if the person was an adam at the time that he made the shvua. Again, Rashi says, see, when a person's lev is not with him, when a person is not thinking clearly, he's not an adam. What separates a man from a behemoth? It's that a person has the ability to think. But a behemoth that doesn't have the ability to think, that behemoth is not considered adam. So ha-adam b'shvua. A person has to be an adam at the time that he makes the shvua. Zok de gemar hechidam. So what's an example of something that's nismai, something that's excluded because it's not considered adam b'shvua? Zok de gemar k'drav kahana v'rav asi. Kepi kaimi mikami d'rav. Rav kahana v'rav asi. We're sitting with the rav. We both tell me them of Rav. And they were arguing about what they heard from the Rebbe Rav. I mean, Rav had given shir, and Rav Asi said that Rav said Azoy, and Rav Kana said Rav said Azoy, and they were getting very into it, they were getting very animated, and they got up and they swore. Rav Asi said, I swear this is what Rav said. And Rav Kahana said, I swear that this is what Rav said. Now, one of them was wrong, because they were both swearing to the opposite. They finally came to Rav. So Rav was machrir. Rav said that this is what I said. Just hit me that maybe Rav, who always spoke b'loshen k'tzara, the Rambam says about Rav, Amru Olav HaRav, Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shiloi Soch Sicha B'Telo Kol Yomav. Rav says, Lo'olam Yishana Odom Lev Talmud B'Derech K'tzara. Gemara B'Sochem Daf Gimel Amud Beis. It could be Rav, who used to speak B'Derech K'tzara. Maybe that's why his Talmudim weren't sure sometimes. Right, if you repeat yourself a lot, there's not a lot of room for ambiguity. But if you speak B'Derech K'tzara, then I guess there is. But either way, so Rav's Talmudim were arguing. Shvuasa the Hachi Yom HaRav. Shvuasa the Hachi Yom HaRav. So the Gemara says, Rav came and Rav said exactly what he said. So Amalei Yiddach, the other person, meaning the one that was wrong, said, V'anob B'Shikrish Taboy. Oyvei, I realize now I just swore B'Sheker. Shvuah Shek is a big deal. We're learning the sugyas now. Amalei, so he told him, no, you were an oinus. Lipcha anascha. You were an oinus. Meaning, the only reason you swore b'sheker was because you thought that this is what I said. But had you not thought so, you wouldn't have sworn this way. So it comes out that you're not a person that swore b'mezid. You're not even a shaygig. We look at you as an oinus because lipcha anascha, your lave somehow was ma'anis you. It forced you into making this mistake. We deem you as an oinus. This is the chiddush of a adam b'shvua prat la'oinus. And the example that the Gemara gives is a very, very big chiddush. And it's obviously something that's sarach bir, but as we said before, we mentioned the Gemara, there's simonim and berachas shmul, and obviously there's a tilim of lamdas to explain pasuk pshat in this Gemara. I mean, right, without even getting into it, why would you even need a pasuk prat la'oinus? Oinus rachmana patre, unayr lo sasadava, vilainus pasa, right? There's no shortage of sugyas and shas that tell us that if a person does something ba'inus, so there's no legal ramifications as a result of what it is that the person did. And here you have in Masechet Shvuos, Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, this is the Marumakim Ha'adam B'Shvua, Prat La'inus. That if you make the Shvua ba'inus, is that considered a Shvua? Of course, what's the Havim Minit to be considered a Shvua? If Yesh Ha'inus Begitin, if a Kiyam Atanai ba'inus is not a Kiyam Atanai, why in the world would you think that if somebody makes a Shvua ba'inus? The Teretz says, you see that Ha'adam B'Shvua, Prat La'inus doesn't just mean what you would have ordinarily thought is the definition of oinus. You see, from this Gemara, at first glance, most people would not think lipcha anascha is oinus, right? A person will say after 120, they're going to ask him, so why did you do this aveira? Lipcha libi. My lave, it was ma'anis me, right? I had taivis and the yetzahara. I have a taivis oinus. Oinus rechmada patri works medine shemaim also, right? Grama, yopata medine yadav, v'chai medine shemaim. There are some times where yichai medine shemaim, even though yopata medine yadav, but oinus, it doesn't say anywhere that if someone's mechal Shabbos ba'oinus, pata medine yadav. Oinus is a tain in Shemaim also. So why shouldn't a person say, Libi inisani, I wasn't sober, whatever. I mean, and that was the Gemara Rashi's example. So could a person say that he has a tainus sinus? It's actually interesting. What came to mind was the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Hey, where the Gemara, famous Gemara, the Gemara says that Asir Lavoi, it says Asher. What's that? So the Gemara says La'asid Lavoi Ani va'asher v'rasha ba'im l'din. An Ani, an Asher, and a Rasha, they're all going to come. They're going to ask him, why didn't you learn Torah? So everyone's going to say, Ani's going to say, I didn't have enough money. Asher says, I was busy. Rasha, but if you look carefully at the words of the Gemara, they're going to ask the Rasha, why didn't you learn Torah? Mibnei ma'ad lo yasakta b'Torah. Omar, Imamar, he says, no ha'yisi. He's going to say, because I was very handsome, so I had a lot of nisyonos. V'torid ha'yisi b'yitzri. And I was very busy with my yetzahara. They're going to tell him, klum no ha'yisi mi'yosef. Were you more handsome than Yosef? Amru olav ha'yosef and look at Yosef, he was able to overcome his Yetzara, he was able to learn Torah. So you see that a person who's Torah B'Yitzri could still learn Torah. So everybody asks the Kasha, all the Achreinim, the Bali Musa, the Bali Machshava, the Chsidim, everybody asks the same Kasha, Torah Yisi B'Yitzri? That is the argument? That's what the lawyer was able to come up with? You know why I didn't learn Torah? Because I was busy doing Taivas. What do you mean? Who has time to learn? You know how many Averis? You want to see what my 9-to-5 looked like? How in the world was I supposed to find time to learn? So the Bali Musa said, you see from here how chomer that Avera Bittul Torah is. That Bittul Torah is so chomer that if you can get off the hook of Bittul Torah by saying that I was an oinus because I was so busy with my Yetzahara, so it's Kedai. Meaning, of course, what you're doing is you're essentially shifting but at the same time, the avoyin of Bittul Torah is so chomer, it's kedai to say Torah that Yisi b'Yitzri. But what came to mind was this Gemara. You see, there is an idea of Adam b'Shvua Lipcha Nascha, where a person could say, what do you mean? I have a tiny sinus. I had a Shtarka Festi Yetzar. At first glance, that is the argument on Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis, which seems so puzzling, right? The Gemara in Masechtas Yuma. What kind of argument is that? I have a tiny sinus because I was busy with my Yetzahara. This is Gemara. The Gemara in Shvua Staf Chabot. Now, this is a halacha in Hilchos Shvuos. Ha'odam b'Shvua, Prat La'anus, Medaf Asap learning with the Berachos Shmuel, etc. But the bottom line is, Zokta Gemara Vayter, Venela Mimenu, Shenesala Mimenu Shvuah. The only time you bring an oil of a Yoyreit for Shvuah's Bitoy is if what the person forgot, the Shoygeg, that's causing him to now have to bring an oil of a Yoyreit was, he forgot the Shvuah. Yochel Shenesala Mimenu Chayfetz. I would have thought if he forgot the Chayfetz, Talmud Loimar B'Shvuah, Venela Mimenu, Al-Helam Shvuah Hu Chayev, Ve'enoi Chayev, Al-Helam Chayfetz. So, the Braisa said a halacha. The only time you bring a carbon oil of a yoyret for Shvuah's Bitoy, whether it's la'avar or whether it's la'ba, is if it was b'shoykik. If it was b'mezid, there's no oil of a yoyret. The only time there's an oil of a yoyret is if the Shvuah was violated b'shoykik. What's the definition of shoykik? Says the Braisa, the shoykik means that you forgot the Shvuah. But if you forgot the chayfetz, if it was halamas chayfetz, at that point you wouldn't be chay. Now at first glance, what does the Braisa mean? So at first glance, what the Braisa means to say is in a classic example of Shvuah's Bitoy, where you bring an oil of a yoyret, a Shvuah l'sha'avar. A person says Shvuah sha'oichel, or Shvuah shaloy oichel. Shvuah shaloy oichel. A person swears he's not going to eat paschitin. That's going to be the Gemara's example. Shvuah shaloy oichel paschitin. And he ate paschitin b'shoichel. So there's two ways that this could have happened. It could be the shkoga was he forgot that he swore he's not going to eat paschitin. It was halom ha'shvuah. He just doesn't remember that he swore I'm not going to eat paschitin. Or, alternatively, he remembers that he swore he's not going to eat paschitin. He just doesn't realize that the food that he's about to eat is paschitin. He thinks it's pasayirin. He doesn't realize that it's whole wheat. He thinks it's regular, right? So he just made a mistake in the sense that he doesn't realize that what he's about to eat is the thing that he had previously sworn that he wasn't going to do. So at first glance, I think anyone that learns this braisa would think that that's precisely what the Gemara is saying. Stating that, Zokti Gemara, Mechakwa lo b'marava. In Marava, when they heard this braisa, they laughed. They thought it was comical. They said, what kind of halacha is this? There's a chilik between halamas shvuah and halamas chayfetz, and that the only time you bring a carbon oil of a yoyret is if halamas shvuah, but if it's halamas chayfetz, you don't bring a carbon oil of a yoyret. So they said as follows. Bish leimah shvuah, mishkachas lo b'loy chayfetz. It's possible for a person to have halamas shvuah without having halamas chayfetz. He said, shvuah shalo yecha paschit. He said, I swear I'm not going to eat paschit. Ukasova, and he thinks, sha'oichel ka'amar. He made a mistake. The halama shvuah was that he thinks that he swore that he's going to eat. The shvuah say inshi, he forgot the shvuah. But Cheftzadocher, he remembers the Chefetz that he had sworn about. Ela Chefetz beloy Shvua Hechidami. But how is it possible for a person to have Halomas Chefetz and not Halomas Shvua? Kigoyim da'amah, you're going to tell me it's like a case where he said Shvua shal Eichel Paschitin Ukasova shal Sayrin. He swore he's not going to be Paschitin, and he thinks that he swore he's not going to be Paschitin. The Shvua say Dochele, he remembers the Shvua, but Chefetz Inchi, he doesn't remember the Chefetz that he swore about. Even the Chefetz Inchi lay, being that he forgot the Chefetz, Hainu Halom Shvua, then that is Halom Shvua. Now, first of all, what in the world is Marava asking? The Teretz is, what? The way the Bnei Marava understood, the Braisa was that Halom Shvua means when the person swore he's not going to eat Paschitin. He forgot, however, something about the Shvua part of the Shvua. He can't remember, was it Shvua Sh'oichel or was it Shvua Sh'loi Oichel? Halomas Chefetz means, again, he remembers that he swore. He knows exactly what he's eating. He just can't remember that I swear I'm not going to eat Paschitin or that I swear I'm not going to eat Pasoyin. And somehow, the Braisa, the way Marava understood it, is making a distinction between the two. So if he can't remember, is it Shvua Sh'oichel, Shvua Sh'loi Oichel? Meaning the Halama is in the Guf HaShvua, the Shvua part of the Shvua, what I can or cannot do of the Shvua. That's Halama Shvua, that you bring an Oil of Yer. If, however, the Halama is in the Chefetz part of the Shvua, what's the subject? What's the object of the Shvua? Is it Paschitin or is it Pasoyrin? Over there, you don't bring an oil of a yard. So, Mechakalab and Marava. What's the difference? At the end of the day, I don't remember the Shvua. What's the difference if I don't remember if I said Shvua Shalaychel or Shalay Oichel? Or what's the difference if I don't remember if I said Shvua Shalaychel Paschitin or Shvua Shalaychel Pasoyrin? At the end of the day, what I don't remember is the Shvua. As if there's halacha that for halama Shvua, you bring an oil of a yard. So, why in the world should there be a chilik if I forgot the Shvua part or the Chefetz part? It's all part of the Shvua. You can't have a Shvua without the Chefetz. You can't have a Shvua without the Shvua Sh'oichel or the Shvua Sh'loi Oichel. Either way, if there's some element of Alamo, I should have to bring an Oil of Yeri. So my Rava, they didn't understand Poshib Shad and what this price is. Says the Gemara, Elo my Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar said, Davido Achasi. This is such a good Kasha. We have no way out. They laughed even. And it must be that this Bryce is a mistake. Davido Achasi says, Rashi, the Bryce is a toys. Don't worry about this Bryce. It's not a real halacha. Maska for Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, I don't agree. Why is everybody so worried about this Bryce? I think the Bryce is very simple. And the way we said, you would have thought the Braisa meant before the Gemara started. Alam olai, chevetz b'lei shvua le'mishkachas. So why is it not possible to find the case of alamas chevetz b'lei shvua? V'ham mishkachas lo. It's very possible. Good Omar says shvua shvua yoichel paschitin. Person swears he's not going to eat paschitin. V'yish yodeh l'sal. Lito pasoyrin. V'al sabiyodeh shal chitin. Ukasava shal soyrin min. He thought that he's eating soyrin. It turns out he's eating chitin. V'achlo de shvua say dachele. He remembers the whole shvua. He remembers the shvua was shvua shalo yoichel paschitin. There's zero halama in the Shvua. He remembers the Shvua part. It was Shvua Shaloy Oichel, not Shvua Shaloichel. He remembers the Chefetz part. It's Paschitin, it's not Pasoyrin. He remembers every single aspect of the Shvua. But at the same time, he doesn't realize now when he's eating that what he's eating is Paschitin, because he thinks he's eating Pasoyrin. So Shvua say Dachir Leh, it's just Cheftza Huda Layad Leh. He doesn't realize what it is. Maybe that's what the Braisa means. I mean, the Braisa's distinction between Halama Shvua, Halama Chefetz is not the person can't remember the Shvua. The distinction is, can he not remember the Shvua part of the Shvua or the Chefetz part of the Shvua? No, that, you're right. Mechakol of Marav, what's the difference? If you forgot any element of the Shvua, that's called Halama Shvua. And for Halama Shvua, you bring an Eliyah. The distinction that the Brice is making is between someone who forgot the Shvua, any element of it, versus, and here's the punchline, someone who remembers the Shvua. He remembers it one, he can repeat it verbatim. He knows exactly how he said it with every knetch. He knows the Shvua. So what's the halama? The halama is he doesn't realize that what he's doing right now is violating the Shvua. Why? Because the Shvua was Shvua Shalayechel Paschitin, and he thinks he's eating Pasoyer. Now, it turns out he's eating Paschitin. So it comes out as Halomas Chefetz, not the Chefetz component of the Shvua, but it's Halomas Chefetz. So what's wrong with that? So Maskel for Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Mechako Alab Marava. Rabbi Loza said, Dovado Achasi. We're wiping out a Braisa. Why are we wiping out a Braisa? I think the Braisa makes perfect sense, but we're not done yet. Amalei Abaya. But Abaya came back, and this is already a Shverika. He told him, "Klum mechayves lekarbin ela maida tafes biyade shvuahu lishnachrina." same thing in different words. Amalei Abayi le Rabbi Yosef, soif carbon to come maisei alod the high pass mios helim shvuahu. What was Abaya's argument? It's very unclear. But in terms of we do what we do, says Abaya, at the end of the day, if I pick up pass thinking that it's pass soirim, and I find out afterwards it's pass chitin, even though the emphasis of the halama was the chefetz, because really I know what the shvuah was, but at the same time there is an element of halama shvuah here. Because the bottom line is, I don't realize that what I'm eating right now is something I swore I'm not going to eat. So on some level, you can't extricate the halama shvuah from the halama chefetz. There's always going to be an element of halama shvuah. And being that there's always going to be halama shvuah, that's why it was mechak olav marav. At the end of the day, they couldn't understand how you could tell me a halacha that if the halama was on the chefetz and not on the shvuah, then somehow there's no oil of yoyer. Because every single time there's a halama, even if the halama is in the chayfetz, but there is some level of halama's shvua, and it's for that reason, Rabbi Loza said, "Dover da achas." Rabbi Yosef. So what's Rabbi Yosef going to respond? Amalach is going to tell you, "Kim in the chiyada le dechitin u parish minei helam chayfetzu." Meaning, I hear Abaya. You're telling me that on some level, even every halama's chayfetz has it in a halama shvua. Do you know what the barometer is? You know how you know whether something's halama chefetz, something's halama shvuah? If they would tell this person right now, you swore you're not going to eat pas chitin, would he be pirish? No, he wouldn't be pirish. Why wouldn't he be pirish? Because he thinks he's eating soir. If you would tell the person that what you're eating right now is chitin, would he be pirish? Yeah, because he knows he swore he's not allowed to eat pas chitin. So if I would tell you that it's a shvuah, and that would not get you to be Pirish. That's how you define halama shvuah. That's a riot, it's not halama shvuah. But being that if I would tell you that it's chitin, you would be Pirish, that's a sign it's halama chefetz. So it's true, looking at it from the halama standpoint, says Abaya, it's very hard to see halama chefetz without halama shvuah. But the way to look at it is almost like a backwards way. Ask yourself, if you would give this person a little bit more information, what piece of information would get this person to walk away? If the answer is shvuah, that's a raya that it's halama shvuah. If the answer is chefetz, that's a raya that it's halama chefetz. So the nafkamina between halama shvuah and halama chefetz is find a case where the person is violating a shvuah b'shoigik, but a case where if you told him about the chefetz, he would be pirish. If you told him about the shvuah, he wouldn't be pirish. That's the example of halama chefetz, it's not halama shvuah, that we're memayed from the pasuk v'nela mimenu b'shvuah, that only if it's halama shvuah, not if it's halama chefetz. One more piece to this Gemara. What if it was halamas chefetz and halamas shvuah? What's going to be the halacha? Amale, he told him, "Harei helam shvuah biyadai v'chayev." If it was helam zevzeh, meaning he can't remember, he forgot that he said shvuah shaloi oichel. He thinks he said shvuah shaloi oichel. He also thought that he was eating pasayrin, which was really pas chitin. So he told him, at the end of the day, there's halama shvuah. If there's halama shvuah, you're going to have to bring the oil of a yard. Adarab, says the Gemara. Harei helam chefetz biyadai upater. Maybe you say it's halamas chefetz. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says chazin. I machmas shvuah kaparish. Harei helam shvuah biyadai v'chayev. I machmas chefetz kaparish. Harei helam chefetz biyadai upater. At the end of the day, let's see what would get this person to be pirish. If the shvuah would get him to be pirish, that means it's halamas shvuah. If the chefetz would get him to be pirish, that means it's halamas chefetz. Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi klum parish mishvuah eli mishum chefetz. And klum parish mi chefetz eli mishum shvuah. At the end of the day, this person's only going to be pirish because he swore about this chefetz. So again, it's hard to separate the two. Elavah shna zok the gemara vayta. Boy, minei Rav Mirav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman the following shayla: Eizo hi shigegas shvuas bitoy l'sha'avar. So the Tana of the Mishnah, Shvua Shtayin Shein Arva, holds that not only is there halacha of Oyle V'yoyret, the Shvua is bitoy in the Osid, but you have the halacha of Oyle V'yoyret, the Shvua is bitoy in the Avar as well. It's Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Reisha, Rabbi Akiva. But the point is that the halacha of Shvua is bitoy is not only true for a Shvua in the Osid, it's true for a Shvua in the Avar as well. Frey Tegmar, how is it possible to have Shoygeg for a Shvua L'Shavar? Because again, the only time you bring an oil of a yoyret is if there's shaygig. Not only shaygig, it has to be shigig shvuah, like we just explained. So what's the example of shigig shvuah as bitei l'sha'avar? What's a case? The case is a person swears she'ochalti, and really he didn't eat. Or he swears she'loyochalti, and really he didn't eat. If he knew that he really didn't eat when he said shvuah she'ochalti, that's not the case. Because meizidho. And if he didn't realize, meaning when he swore shvuah she'ochalti, he really thought that he ate. Anusu, isn't that an Adam B'Shvua? Meaning the Gemara's halacha of Adam B'Shvua, doesn't that almost knock out every example of a Shvua v'sha'avar ever being a Shoigeg? Because what you would have thought once upon a time was a Shoigeg, Adam B'Shvua was just Megala, is really an Oynes. The definition of Oynes is much broader in the laws of Shvuas than it is in Kala Terekula. So now that you have a halacha of Adam B'Shvua, that's Megala Tos, that Libcha Nascha, that any time a person thinks one thing, even if he's wrong, we don't look at him as a shoige, we look at him as an oynes. So frek de gemara man of shach, de yada mezid hu ani de la yada anusu amalei. So he told him, you're right, it's an excellent kasha. And really, you have to completely redefine the definition of shigagaz shvuas bitoy lisha ofar. This is great. Says the gemara, the case is, ba'imri yadei anish shvuas u'asura. It's talking about what the person says, I know I'm lying. He knew he was lying. So a person swore that he ate. He goes, I swear I ate. And he knows he's amazing. This is premeditated first degree. He knows 100% that really he didn't eat. He's amazing. No. It's any day in Chayav and Carbon. He wasn't familiar. He wasn't aware of the laws of carbon. He wasn't aware of the concept of carbon, just the whole sugya of carbon oil of Yoyred as it relates to Shvuas Bitoy. And that in and of itself makes him a shogeg. So if you know you're swearing b'mezid, you're just not familiar, you never learned Masechta Shavuos, you never learned Shavuos Shtayim Basra, you are Mavasedra, the end of Parshas Vayikra, you didn't go through the Teres Koyanims, you didn't learn in Brisk. I mean, if you don't know these sugyas, so then that in and of itself can make you a shogeg. Kiman, kim munbaz, and this is going like Munbaz, Damash, shigeg is garbage, much gaga. Munbaz holds a Masechta Shabbos, that if somebody is Michal Shabbos Memezid, but he was a shaykh, he didn't know some of the halachas and Ilcha Shabbos, that in and of itself would turn him into a, that would make him a shaykh. So here too, you know why you're a shaykh? Because you didn't know Ilcha Shavuos. That makes you a shaykh. But it comes out then that the whole halacha, Shavuos Shtayim, we have it twice. Rabbi Akiva, it's all going according to Munbaz. The halacha is not like Munbaz. So it's a little bit dachuk to come out and saying that this whole sugya of Shvu, Shtayin, Shein, Arba is all Munbaz. But the Gemara says, no, I feel the Tamir Rabbanon, I can't believe Rabbanon led the Munbaz. When did the Rabbanon argue with Munbaz, B'chol HaTeir Kula? The Lav Chiddush. That's by an ordinary carbon chatos, which is not a Chiddush. Meaning, there's a carbon chatos, that's the regular standard carbon chatos. Aval Hacha, the Chiddush, this carbon chatos is a Chiddush. And why is it a Chiddush? The B'chol HaTeir Kula, Lay Ashkechon Lav, the Maisi carbon. Usually, if someone does an Avera B'Shoigig, that had he done B'mezid would have only been a lav, you don't bring a carbon. The Alfina Avodah Zarah. We learn from Avodah Zarah that what? It has to be a loisa se'sheyesh by karis, or a loisa se'sheyesh by misas bezin. V'hacha, but when it comes to the parashah Shavuos Bitoy, Maisi, I feel up. Nicely over here, you bring a carbon oil of v'yoyrit for doing an aver b'shoigig that had you done b'mezid would have only been a lav. So this parsha is a chiddush, being that it's a chiddush. Afilu rabbanu moedu over here, even the rabbanu moedu to munbaz that being a shoigig in one detail would be enough for you to be a shoigig. So again, shvuas bita l'shavar. How's it possible? Manoshach, if you knew, you're amazing, and if you didn't know, meaning you thought one thing, that's Libcha Noscha. That's mamish the story with Rav Kahn and Rav Asi with Rav. That's a Libcha Noscha. So it's not a Shoigig. Either it's an Oynes or a Mezid. How do you ever have the case of Shoigig? The case is where you violated the Shvuah B'mezid. You just didn't know all the halachas. And just like Munbaz holds the Indian Shabbos, that makes you a Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, not a Mechal Shabbos B'mezid. So too, even the Rabbanan Amoyda, that when it comes to this Parsha Mechudeshas of Karban Chatas, Toilu V'yoyreit, of a Shvuas Bitoy, being that it's a parsha mechudeshes, because it's not similar to ordinary chatoy. It's ordinary. The only time you bring a carbon chatos for Rabbi B'shoigig is had you done a mezid, it would have been as doinei karis, and this is not as doinei karis. So over here we have another chiddush that even the rabbanon agree to munbaz. If a person swears that he's not going to eat a kikar, he swears he's not going to eat this piece of bread, and now he's a chayla sheyech by sakana, he's dying. What's the halacha? And then he eats it. Oil of a yoyred or no oil of a yoyred? Fake the gemara. Mistaken. You have a shayla. Maybe you should bring an oil of a yoyred because you ate a piece of bread when you were a chayla sheyech by sakana. Lishuleimar. It's something you're allowed to do like katchila. Forget about if you did it. It's something that's mutter. It's something you have to do. Elo says the Gemara, different shaila. Mitztair va'ochlo b'shigig ha'shvu amai. What if a person was really hungry? He wasn't dying, but he was pretty hungry, and he had this kikar in front of him, and he really, really wants to eat it, and he ate it, and then he found out afterwards that he had sworn that he wasn't going to eat this piece of bread, but at the time that he ate it, he didn't remember. He was a shaykh. He was shigig ha'shvu. L'sha'avar, he had sworn that he wasn't going to eat this. I'm sorry, L'asid, he had sworn that he wasn't going to eat this kikar. So it comes out that he b'shoigeg violated a shvuz bitoy, which usually would be mechayev this person to have to bring an oil of a yared. But what was unique about this case is this case he was mitzdayer. So what that he's mitzdayer? The emphasis of the fact that he's mitzdayer is you almost get the sense that even had he known that he swore that he wasn't going to eat it, he would have eaten it anyways. So being that this person would have eaten it anyways, so maybe we shouldn't look at him as a shoygeg. I mean, he ate it b'shoygeg. When he ate it, he was not cognizant of the shvua. He forgot about the shvua. But at the same time, even had he known about the shvua, being that he was so hungry, it's just obvious that this person would have eaten it regardless. So does he bring the carbon? Does he not bring the carbon? Amalei tanino. Shav mi yediyase, maybe carbon al shigigasai. Loi shav mi yediyase, maybe carbon al benasai. It's a mefurish b'raisa. It's halach in all carbonos chatas. You only bring the carbon chatas if you do an aver b'shoigeg. What's the definition of shoigeg? What's the definition? I mean, a lot of things. But one of the definitions is, had you told this person that what you're about to do is asur, would he have done it or would he have not done it? Only if he's a shav mi yediyase, had he had a change of heart, had he been notified that what he's about to do is asa, then we say he's obviously a shaygig, and it's then that he brings a carbon chatas. But in the event that this person would have done the aver regardless, then he's not. Being that this person's mitzdayer, and the assumption is that he would have done it regardless, so just like you have it by ordinary chatas, you have it by an oilav yoyred, you have it by the chatas of the shvuas bito, even though it's a parsha mechudeshes of chatas, the bottom line is, it's a mefurish b'raisa, shav mi yediyasai, maybe carbon al shagigasai, but loy shav mi yediyasai, like in this case, ein mevi carbon al yediyasai. Another Gemara. And this next Gemara is a classic. Amar Shmuel, gomar b'libay, tzorech sheyotzi b'sfasav. If a person has in mind, he wants to make a shvu, and he thinks it, gomar b'libay, he has a real gemiras das, he wants to make a shvuah shaloi oichal, but he never said it. It's not a shvuah. Gomar b'libay, tzarech sheyotzi b'sfasai. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, lovate b'sfasai. Meisvei, b'sfasayim, b'loi b'leit. B'sfasayim means you have to say it with your lips. B'loi b'leit. Gomar b'libay b'nayin. How do you know that if a person has a gemiras das b'leiv, that it's chal a shvuah? Talmud loimah, l'chayla sheyivata adam b'shvuah. There's a riboy, l'chayla sheyivata adam, even without s'fasayim, that as long as you have a gemiras das, it's going to work. Faith gemar hagufa kasha. Amr b'sfasayim below v'leiv. How do you read the brisa? The first part of the brisa says b'sfasayim v'leiv v'leiv. V'hado amrat. And then the next breath, what does the brisa say? Gomar b'libay minayin. A riboy that if you're gomar leiv, amr rav sheisha is holy kasha. Hachi. This is what the brisa means. B'sfasayim v'leiv shegomar b'libay lahoitzi b'sfasav v'loi hoitzi. Meaning, levati b'sfasayim teaches me that if a person had in mind to utter, to recite the Shvuah b'sfasayim, and then he did it, then the Shvuah is not chal. Gomar b'libay stam minayin. However, what would be the halacha if a person says in his mind he has a gemiras das, but he never had in mind lahoitzi b'sfasav? How do you know that that Shvuah be chal? Talmud loy melechal ha'shayavat. So the Bryce itself is not shver. The Bryce is making a distinction between someone that had in mind to say the Shvuah b'peh, then you have to say it b'peh, as opposed to someone who didn't have a mind to say it b'peh, then Gomar b'libay itself would be enough. But what's the problem? Elul Shmuel kasha. Because the bottom line is, the Bryce definitely has a scenario where a person can make a shvuah even without speaking it. There is a concept of being a gomar b'libay where the shvuah is going to be chal. It means we were stam. You never had a mind to say it. But in that case, I'll call upon him, the shvuah is going to be chal even if it's only gomar b'libay. It's a kasha on Shmuel. Because what did Shmuel say? Gomar b'libay tzarech sheyotzi b'sfasav. So elul Shmuel kasha. Shmuel said that a shvuah is not chal b'leiv. Gomar b'libay tzarech sheyotzi b'sfasav. And he had a pasuk for it. Shenemar levate b'sfasayim. And here you have a mefurish b'raisa. Raisa seems to say that Gomar b'libay, even if you were a Moitzi b'svasav, still the Shvuah is going to be chal. Amar Rav Sheshes says, Teretz v'emahachi. The way Shvuah is going to read the Raisa is as follows. B'svasayim v'loisha Gomar b'libay. If a person is only Gomar b'libay, the Shvuah is not chal. Shmuel's halacha. What's the next part of the... Sorry, b'svasayim v'loisha Gomar b'libay lahoitzi paschitin v'hoitzi pasoyer. So if a person was Gomar b'libay to say paschitin, then he was Moitzi pasoyerim, the Shvuah is not going to be chal. Why? Because he didn't say what you had in mind to say. Gomar b'libay lahoitzi paschitin, v'hoitzi pasta minayin, talmud loy malachila sheyevate adam. Meaning, if a person said pas, shvuah shaloi echal pas, he just didn't clarify, paschitin or pasayir. That's what the Bryce is saying, that you can later say that it was gomer belipi. What I really wanted to, what I meant was paschitin, and that's going to work. So stam for a person to utter a shvuah belay, that doesn't work. That's not going to work. Tzorich she levate besvasaim. Gomer belipi tzorich sheyote besvasim shenem levate besvasaim. I have a brisa that says there is a tzad where gomer belipi works. It means when the person said a shvuah, he just didn't clarify the shvuah. He said shvuah shelo yechal pas. What does pas mean? Paschitin, pasleirin. There's an idea that Gomer Beliba, you can clarify what it is you mean. But what's the bottom line? What's Shmuel's halacha? Gomer Beliba, Yitzarach Sheyotze Bisfasav. Meisvei, Moitzi Bisasecha Tishmar Vasisa. Eli, Elisha Yotze Bisfasav. Gomer Beliba Minayin. How do you know that if a person makes a neder, Belev, the neder's chal, Talmud Loimar, it says in the Pasuk, Kol Nediv Lev. Now this Pasuk is in Shmois Lamed Hei. The Pasuk is Vayevoyu Anoshim Al Anoshim, Kol Nediv Lev. So this is in the context of the Chumas HaMishkan, where they were bringing for the Mishkan. And it says, Kol Nediv Lev Heviu Chach V'Nezem V'Tabaz V'Kumas. They brought all different types of gold and jewelry and diamonds. That's what they brought towards the funding, the financing of the Mishkan. And the Pasuk says, Kol Nediv Lev. And we learn from there that even Belipcha, that the Nedava believed that in and of itself had the ability to create the Hektish. Now Hektish is a form of a Neder. So you see, you can create Hektish Belev. If you create Hektish Belev, why should you be able to make a Shvua Belev? Says the Gemara, Shani Hasam Dichsiv Kol Nediv Lev, because there's a pasuk. Okay, Vini Gomer Mina. Let's learn from Hektish. Mishum David Shuma V'Kachin Shneik Suva Banke Ech. V'Chol Shneik Suva Banke Ech Ei Malan. We know that anytime the Torah tells you something twice, you can't learn from it. Why? Because if you were able to learn from it, it would have just said it once, and you would have learned from it. The second pasuk teaches me that you can't learn from it. And this idea of Kol Nediv Lev is mentioned somewhere else in Divrei Kabbalah. It's in Divrei Ayomim Beis Chavtes. The pasuk says, Vayan Yichiskiyo, Vayomer Atom Yileisem Yetchem Lashem Goyshu Veivius. So again, in the context of Hagdish, and it says it a second time. You have it once by the Trumas HaMishkan, and you have it a second time in the parish of Oilois. And again, Nediv Lev teaching me that you can create Hagdish Belev. So I mean that I have two psukim to tell me you can teach Hektish Belev, you can't learn from there. And we say it's Dafko over there by Hektish as opposed to Shvua, they're not. And that's Shmuel's halacha. Gomar Beliba Yitzarach Sheyotze Bisfasim. The Gemara says, Honey, Chalamanda Me Melam. That's what we're going to go to the Mandama that says Shneik Suva Bank Echad Melam. Ella Lamanda Me Melam, the Mayakilam Eim. There is a Mandama that says you could learn from Shneik Suva Bank Echad. Zok the Gemara, I hear, but have you chulim vikachim? You have to say that the two psukim of Kol Nediv Lev are talking about kachim. One is Chumas HaMishkan, the other one is Oilois, Kol Nediv Lev Oilois. So when it comes to kachim, there is a halacha of it's chal even belev, Kol Nediv Lev. But as it relates to chulin, when it comes to chulin, it's different. By chulin, the halacha is that gomar beliboy tzarech sheyotzev is fasim, and that's why Shmuel holds by an ordinary shvuas bitoy, it won't be chal unless it's levati besvasayim. It has to be a gomar beliboy tzarech sheyotzev is fasim. So as it relates to raid, I think it's kedai to really revisit something that we talked about a few times when we learned Masechtas Ksubas, but this is dvarim ha'oimdim berumo shel oylam. And it's definitely something that is worth repeating. Ein beis medrash beloy a few major chidushim. And as we'll see, it's something that's very core and fundamental to understanding the lumdus of Masechtas Nedarim. And just to begin, really introduce this raid, we can come from many different angles, with a very, very clear kasha that the Keren Ora asks in Perik Naira Murasa, it's rather not on our daf, it's Lekamon daf Ayin Beis Amad Beis. That is, one of Rabba's Iboyas was, Kayim Lichi Umufalichi, V'loi Techel HaKoma, Elim Keim Chola HaFarama. So somebody said, I want to be Mekayim in Eder, I want to be Mefid in Eder. However, he made it tonight. V'loi Techel HaKoma, Elim Keim Chola HaFar. So one thing was clear in the Sugyo, and that was that the Hakoma is not going to be Chal. And the reason is because he made it very clear tonight. He said that the only time I want Hakoma to be Chal is if there's going to be Afara, which means I only want Hakoma if there's also Afara. You can't have Hakoma and Afara. I mean that you can't have Hakoma and Afara, what you're going to end up with is having none. Freak the Keren Ora, a Gevaldig Akasha. We're going to learn in a few days, there's a Sugya in Shas that discusses whether a Baal, a husband, can make a Shliach to be made for a Neder on his behalf, or whether he can't. Machloik is Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonison, a lot of the big lumdis as it relates to Shlichos, the Ktsois, who learns up Shad in the Toysis Rid, Ben Again, Shlichos Ben Mitzvahs, based it on a rush coming up in the next few days. So one of the real Shlichos Sugis in Shas is here in Perek Naira Muras. And the Gemara over there is talking about whether there's Shlichos by Hafar. The Rambam
in Hilchas Nedarim in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Tes Paskins, and the Rambam says, also Shliach Lahafer Lo, if somebody would make a Shliach to be made for his wife's Neder, Oi, the Rambam added, Lahakim La, to be making the Neder, Enoi Klum, the Halacha is, it's nothing. Shenemar Isha Yekimenu, V'Isha Yefeirenu, V'Cheino Av Ba'atzmoi V'Loi B'Shulchei. So to the father, he has to be Mefer, and if he wants to be Mekim, he has to be Mekim the Neder by himself. In other words, it's Mavur, that you can't do Hakamah al yedei shliach. So if the father or the husband wants to be making an eder, he would have to do it by himself. But to make a shliach, not. Why is it a chiddush? Because in kol ha'tayra kulo shluchei shel adam kemoisai. But when it comes to hafaras nedarim and being making an eder, so the halacha is that's something that you would have to do by yourself. You can't make a shliach to be making an eder for you. If that's the case, fake the Karen Oira, everybody knows, and certainly in Archabura, that the Gemara says, Ksubis staff, ayin dalet amed aleph, ko milsa. If you want to make a tanai, you can make a tanai. But anything that you can't do al yedei shliach, if you would want to be matal a tanai, you wouldn't be able to be matal a tanai. The Gemara over there was talking about chalitza. Chalitza is something that the Gemara says you can't do al yedei shliach. And because you can't do chalitza al yedei shliach, so it's for that reason, if somebody would do chalitza al tanai, the tanai wouldn't be a tanai. Because one of the rules in tanayim is that something that you could do al yedei shliach, you can make a tanai. But something that you can't do al yedei shliach, you can't make a tanai. It's a freak to Karen Oiro. If that's the case, I don't understand Rabba's Ibaya. Rabba's fourth Ibaya was, Kayim l'chi u'muf l'chi, he made Akama al Tanai. What was the Tanai? And it's clear in the Sugya that the Akama wasn't Chal. Why? Because even though he said Akama, but he said it al Tanai, and Lamaisna wasn't this guy in the Tanai, because it can't be Chal Afar and Akama, so it's for that reason you end up with no Akama. Fake the Kerenor, and he blives Sorachian. He says Akama, the Rambam says, is something that's less of a Shlichos. And the Gemara says, Ksuba Zayin Dalim and Alf, the Mil said the less of a Shlichos, less of a Tanai. So if that's the case, how could you make a Akama? B'tanai, l'chur, it's a milsa, the lesser b'shlichos, and one of the mishpatei atnoyim is that milsa, the lesser b'shlichos, lesser b'tanai. There's a mishnah in Mesechtes Nozer, daf yud aleph amud aleph. The mishnah says, if somebody says, hareini Nozer, I want to be mekabel naziris, however, al menas she'aho shoyse yayin umetam l'meisim. Meaning, I want to be a Nozer, but there's certain aspects of naziris that make me a little bit uncomfortable. So a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. I can't go away from wine. I'll be a Nazir. However, al-menas, I make it tonight that I'm going to be able to drink wine. Or, metamal meisim, I want to be able to go to Kfarim and to Davin. So I need to know that I'm going to be able to be metamal meisim. Harei's a Nazir. The Mishnah says he's a Nazir. For Aser Bekulon, and the halacha is, he's going to have all the dine naziris. Meaning, even though he made it tonight that I only want to be a Nazir, if I'll be allowed to drink wine, if I'll be able to be metamal meisim, but we don't care about the tonight that he made. At the end of the day, Harei's a Nazir. For Aser metamal meisim. Faith to Gemara, why? He made it tonight. I don't understand. A Tanai is a Tanai. Zok the Gemara, because he's a Masna, Masha Kazabat Torah. V'chal a Masna, Masha Kazabat Torah, Tanai bottle. In the Torah it says that if you're a Nazir, you can't drink wine. In the Torah it says if you're a Nazir, you can't be Metamal Meisim. You want to be a Nazir and be able to drink wine and be able to be Metamal Meisim, you're going connected with what the Torah says. You're a Masna, Masha Kazabat Torah, v'chal a Masna Kazabat Torah, Tanai bottle. Freak Toysfis, the Imtoim. I don't understand. It's Masha from the Gemara that the whole problem with Hareini Nazir Amenasha Her Shoyse Yain Betamal Meisim is the nuance of the Tanai. It's that you made a Tanai that goes connected to Torah. You're a Masa Masha Kosabat Torah. V'chal a Masa Masha Kosabat Torah Tanai Bottle. But let's say you would have made a Tanai that doesn't go connected to Torah. It's Mashma. Then in that case, you could be Mekabel Naziris Allah Tanai. Frank Toys says, how could somebody be Mekabel Naziris Allah Tanai? If somebody would make a Shliach and he would say, go say Hareini Nazir for me. Would the Naziris be Chal? Of course not. Why not? Pasha, because it's Mili. Umili loy mamster in l'shliach. But regardless, if somebody would make a shliach to be Mekabel Naziris for him, it's Pasha that there would be no Naziris. If that's the case, Kabbalas Naziris is a Milsa the less of a shlichos. Milsa the less of a shlichos, Achti Gemara, Ksuba Zayin, Dalet Amad Aleph, is less of a Tanai. So why do I need the fact that this specific Tanai is going to negate the Torah? You're a Masna Masha Kazabat Torah. Even if you weren't a Masna Masha Kazabat Torah, even if this Tanai was a Tanai that's not hurting anybody, but still you can't be Mekabel Naziris ala Tanai because Naziris is a Milsa the less of a Shlichos. Well, Milsa the less of a Shlichos, less of a Tanai. And Tosfos says a very Mechudosh to Geteretz. Tosfos says that it's true that the Iker Kabbalah Sanaziris, you can't do al Yedei Shliach. But there's a very important, a very integral component of Naziris that you could do Ayidei Shleach. Every Nazir, when he completes his Naziris, he brought Karbonos. Karbonos, you could do Ayidei Shleach. And being that Karbonos, you could do Ayidei Shleach, it makes Naziris a milsa the Isa b'shlichus, and therefore, were it not for the fact that it was Masa Masha Kazabat Torah, you would have no problem. Rav Kiveger and Gilyan Ashas, on the side of Nazir Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, and this Rav Kiveger is also in Chuvus and Chelik Aleph Simen Memches, asks that it's Mashma from Toisvis, that Toisvis held that Naziris be'etzim is a milsa the less of a shlichus. As a result, it should be less of a tanah. So much so that Tosfos is mutchid. That why do you have to come out to mas nasha kasa b'toyra by a rainy nozah amanasha yeshoy siyai tape glay? Any tanah would be a problem because it's less of a shlichus. And Tosfos' only etza was that you could be bring the karbanos l'yidei shliach, and as a result, that makes it a milsa the issa b'shlichus. Rabbi Kivega asks that it's Mefurish and Masechtis Nedarim. Rabbi Kivega's raya is from a Mishnah on Daf Pei Amar Aleph. That on Daf Pei Amar Aleph, it's Mevur Masechtis Nedarim that a person can make a neder al Atanai. And being that it's Mevur in Daf Pei Amar Aleph that a person can make a neder al Atanai, so if that's the case, Frank Rabbi Kivega will be Hodger Kushis Toises Ladochte. How could you make a neder al Atanai? Just like you can't be mekabel naziris al yidei shliach, you can't make a ned al yidei shliach either. It's the same milsi mili lememser and lishliach. And if that's the case, it's a milsa the less of a shlichos, and milsa the less of a shlichos less of a tanai. Here you don't have taisus teretz. Taisus teretz is you can bring the karbonus al yidei shliach. That's good for another who brings karbonus. But a regular koinim yai and there's no carbon, and because there's no carbon, so they shouldn't be able to make a tanai. So Rabbi Kiveger asks that taisus who held that beetzim Naziris is a milsa the less of a shlichos, and as a result, it should be a milsa the less of a tanai. And Tois had to come on to say a real doichik, to say a mahalach, why Naziris really is a milsa the less of a shlichos. Noniach, the whole Toisvis, but that's going to help us to answer Toisvis kasha from the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph. Oh, but Freik Rab Kiveger, we're still going to have Shver, Lachura, the same exact kasha that Tois never asked. From a Mishnah Nedarim, Daf Pei Amar Aleph, you find that Nedarim also, you could be Matal Tanai, even though Nedarim, you would think, is also a Milsa, the less of a Shlichas. But Al Kaponim, the Al Kaloifin. Tosfos' Kasha is from the Mishnah Nozir Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. Reb Kivega's Kasha is Lefi Tosfos from the Mishnah Nedarim, Daf Pei Amar Aleph, where it's Mavur, that a person could be Mekabel Naziris, and a person can make a Neder Al Atanai. And the kasha is, how could you be mekabel naziris, and how could you make a neder ala tanai? It's true, tanayim work in kol ha-Torah kula. But there's also mishpatei ha-tanayim that every tanai needs to comply with. And one of the mishpatei ha-tanayim is, the Gemara, mifureshes, in ksubis ayin dalar amir aleph, milsa de isa b'shlichos isa b'tanai. Milsa de lesa b'shlichos lesa b'tanai. And that's why the Gemara says, chalitza, which is lesa b'shlichos, is lesa b'tanai. You can't do chalitza b'tanai. If that's the case, you shouldn't be able to say, Arini nazar ala tanai. And if that's the case, you shouldn't be able to make a neder ala tanai. So the Brisker Rav, in Chedushe Maron Riz Halevi, ala Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Naziris, brings that he heard from his father, Reb Chaim, who said a Meir de Geteretz to answer Tosfos Kasha, to answer Reb Kiveger's Kasha. And really, it's Meir de in the sense that it goes to the core of understanding. A lot of inyanim that we talk about, befrat as it relates to Hilchos Nedarim, which is the Masechta that we're learning right now. And really, it just requires a tiny bit of a hakdama, and just to bring out the point with two very, very simple questions, a little bit different than the way we've said it in the past. But this, a different nusach, this is the first aim-based medrash, b'lei chedesh. And that is that the halacha is that if somebody does a maisa ala tanai, the only time the tanai could be mevatel the maisa is if the tanai conforms with mishpatei ha-tanai. So for example, if someone's mekadesh and isha ala tanai, gevaldik. If the tanai is not niskayim, the kedushin is batel. If someone's megarish and isha ala tanai, it's the same thing. If someone does a mekach, a memkar, any kinyan of sorts, a person can make ala tanai, and if you're mekayim the tanai, the kinyan is going to be chal. If you're not mekayim the tanai, the kinyan is not going to be chal. However, there's a halacha that the tanai needs to conform with a certain shulchan aruch. So for example, according to Rav Meir, a tanai has to be a tanai kafel. If you don't make a tanai kafel, there's no tanai. Not only does it have to be a tanai kafel, but you need hein koidim lalav. You need tanai koidim lamaisa. You can't be masna masha kasabat Torah. The Gemara that we're talking about now, ksubas ayin dalar amad alf, milsa the isa b'shlichos, isa b'tanai, milsa the lesa b'shlichos, lesa b'tanai. L'chayr, shtotzach the shayla. I don't understand. If a person would be mekadesh and isha ala tanai, And he didn't make the Tanai to Mishpatei HaTanai. The Tanai was poshut, the worst Tanai ever made. It loses and it misses up on, and trips up on every covenant that you need to reach when you go ahead and you make a Tanai. At the end of the day, why is the Kedushin Chal? L'maisa, this person was very, very clear. I only want to marry you in the event that you give me $10,000. You didn't come up with $10,000, so the Kedushin should be bottled. What happens if somebody does a Kedushin ala Tanai, that Tanai is not Niskayim? You have a Kedushin. What happens if somebody does a Gerishin? Meaning, not with the Tanai was not Niskayim, with the Tanai wasn't Kemish B'tei HaTanoim. So you have a Kedushin. If someone's Megarishin Isha, and he makes a Tanai that's not Kemish B'tei HaTanoim, you have a Gerishin. There's no Tanai. So if there's no Tanai, you have it without the Tanai. If there's no Tanai, you have it without the Tanai, right? The point is that if somebody would do a Kinyan, make a Tanai, and the Tanai would not be Oiskahaltin, B'mish B'tei HaTanoim, what you would have is the Chalois, without any Tanai, because the Tanai wasn't an Oiskahaltin at Tanai. Stelt sich the Shaila, and Toisvis in Ksubis Tachmun Vavam and Aleph sort of asks this question, and that is, at the end of the day, L'chaira, you were very clear in what you want. And because you were very clear in what you want, I only want to marry if you're going to give me the 10. So I didn't make it the Mishpatei HaTanayim, whatever. L'maisa, a person, in order to get married, needs to do a Maisa Kedushin. He has to have Das Kedushin. I was very clear what my Das was. I only want to marry. I'm only shtelling to my Das if you're going to give me money. If you didn't give me money, then we're not married. So what does this mean? That because the Tanai wasn't Oiskahaltim and Mishpatei HaTanayim, therefore the Kedushin's Chal, and we don't look at the Tanai. Forget about Hilchus Tanayim. What about Hilchus Das? You can't get married without Das. I'm buying it only if you do X, Y, Z. You don't live up to X, Y, Z. I never had Das to buy it. So L'chaira, how is the Kinyin Chal? L'chaira, it's a shtark shayla. Another shayla is, again, this is Yusoida Chasidus V'shayrish Avoida Atmim of Lamdus. And that is, we're all familiar with the concept of Dvarim Shebelev. Now the Ikar Sugi of Dvarim Shebelev is in the Masechtes Kedushin Daf Nun. It really begins a few lines from the bottom of Daf Nem Tes Amadeis Mit Amaisa Shehoya Kachoya. Ahu Gavra, there was a person, the Zovin L'Nichse Ataitel Amesa Klaretz Yisrael. There was a person, he sold all his nechassim, he was making aliyah, he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. U'be'idni, the Zovin L'yom Avaloy Midi. However, he showed up at a closing, he sold his house, he sold his car, he sold everything. But he never said anything. So he just never said that the reason he was selling is because he was going to Eretz Yisrael. In the meantime, his whole idea of going to Eretz Yisrael fell through. And now all of a sudden he's staying in Chutz Laaretz and he needs a place to live. So he went back to the person that bought his nechassim and he said, listen, you know I sold everything to you, but I only sold it because I was going to Eretz Yisrael. I should have told you, it's true. Well, nice, I didn't tell you, but at the end of the day, I want it back. So they didn't know what to do. They went to Rava. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Havi dvarim shabalev. V'dvarim shabalev ein dvarim." You never spoke it out beforeish. It was dvarim shabalev. You were thinking it in your heart. Dvarim shabalev ein dvarim. And because dvarim shabalev is ein dvarim, it's for that reason. At the end of the day, you can't unwind this transaction. Now, one thing is pashut, that even though the Gemara says dvarim shabalev ein dvarim, that was Rava's psak. Rava didn't mean to say, I don't trust you. I think you're a liar. And as a result, I'm sorry. Go home. I don't know who you are. This yid could have been a mamish ayidat tzaddik. Dvarim shabalev is not a sugi of nemanis. I trust you 100%. But you said it belave. You never articulated it. And dvarim shabalev ain't on dvarim. Right, that's pashut, stating the obvious. But the point is, there's a halacha that if you want to make some stipulation, some contingency to a transaction that you're doing, you have to say it. And if you only think it, al zeh nemar, dvarim shabalev ein dvarim. Shtelt sich the shayla, what's pashut pshat? At the end of the day, Rava said, I trust you, Rabbi, that you only sold it because in your mind you were going to Eretz Yisrael. Now it turns out you're not going to Eretz Yisrael. You only had das to sell it if you were going to Eretz Yisrael. Turns out you didn't go. So if it turns out you didn't go, so l'chayra, this mekach should be bottle based on the fact that you didn't have the proper das. So what does it mean, dvarim shabalev ein dvarim? What's pashut pshat? What's the taich dvarim shabalev ein dvarim? You're telling me you trust me. I only sold it to you because in my mind I was going to Eretz Yisrael. Turns out my plans fell through. Okay, so my das was if I was going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Now that I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael, dvarim shabalev ein dvarim? Forget about dvarim shabalev. I didn't have das. My whole das was to the extent that I was going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Turns out I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael. So really, it's two kashas that I want. The first kasha is that if a person makes a Tanai, but it's not Oiskahaltim Mishpitei HaTanoim, so what's the halacha? The Kinyan's Chal without the Tanai. Why is the Kinyan Chal without the Tanai? Even though you didn't make Mishpitei HaTanoim, that just means you didn't create a Metzias of a Tanai. But at the end of the day, I was megala my das. And I was megala that my das is that I only wanted to be chal in the event of. So to the extent that it didn't play itself out, it should be batal, not because the tanai is mevatal it, but because I don't have das. And number two, what does dvarim shavlevein and dvarim mean? Anytime a person does a transaction and he tells you what he was thinking and we believe him. So because it was only belief, das tutzich in hearts, that's where das plays out. So he's telling you that his dvarim shavlevein, his das was not to want to sell it to the extent that he was going to remain home. So if that's the case, why is the halacha that the mekach is going to be chal? And from both of these questions, it's mavur, and it's pasha, but it's mavur, that although it's true in order for a transaction to have any meaning, you have to have das, but the das that you have to have, it's not that you have to be satisfied with the outcome, and that it should work exactly the way you want it to work. Das on a maisa means that you know exactly what you're doing. I'm cognizant of what I'm doing. Meaning, if a person stands under the chuppah, and he understands that when he tells a woman, it means that he's going to be married. You just had das to get married. Do you want to marry this woman? I don't know, maybe not. We're not asking you. It's not a geya. Whether you have rotzen for it is irrelevant. What matters is, do you have das to do what you're doing? What would be a case where a person doesn't have das? Where somebody at gunpoint was forced to go and be mekadesh anisha. I told you of a kaddish and all those sugyas. That's a different mektaya and shas. Because over there, you taka had no das to even know what you were doing. You were forced into doing it. But to the extent that you have das to do this maisa, whether you want the outcome is irrelevant. Das means that you know what you're doing. You're mindful of what you're doing. You're cognizant of what you're doing. And you're tapping into a parish in the Torah that says that if you do this, this is what's going to happen. Whether you have rotzen for it or don't have rotzen for it, I only wanted it. This happens, that happens. Nobody asked you. Narvas, da chidash ha-Torah, da parashat of Tanoim. Tanoim is learned out from Ben Gadol Bnei Reuven, and Tanoim teaches me that although it's true if a person does a mice and he has das, that mice is automatically going to be chal, you could make a Tanai. A Tanai is a mitzias, a Tanai is learned out from Ben Gadol Bnei Reuven, and the only time a Tanai works is if it conforms with all the mishpatei ha-Tanoim that I learned out from the parasha of Ben Gadol Bnei Reuven. But that's only because now I created a Tanai, and that Tanai has the ability to go now and be soysa the mice that I just did. But if a person does a mice and he doesn't make a Tanai, even though he was thinking Tanai, and even though he even said words of Tanai, but unless you create a Tanai, the mice is going to be chal. What's the kasha? I didn't have das. No, it's not true. You did have das. It's a toys. The kasha is a mistake. You did have das. Because the definition, the taich of das when it comes to kinyonim is, I know what I'm doing and I have das to do that thing. And as long as that's the case, whatever you try doing is automatically going to be chal. Unless you make a Tanai. But to make a Tanai, you have to speak it out. Dvarim shebelev. Additionally, in order for Tanai to work, you have to conform with the Mishpatei HaTanayim. And it's for that reason, if a person would do a Kenyan, not conform in his Tanai with the Mishpatei HaTanayim, the Kenyan would be Chal, and you would end up not having a Tanai. Sned Briskiro B'Shem Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim said, this is true for every single parish in the Torah, with one major exception. That's the parish of Hafla. Also known as Nedarim, Shavuos, and Naziris. Nedarim, Shavuos, and Naziris is different. And the makar that Nedarim, Shavuos, and Naziris is different is a sugya mefureshes, it's a mesecht Shavuos, it's daf chavav amaraf. This is going to open up a lot of sugyas. If you go back now to a lot of the gemaras that we learned in mesecht and Nedarim, this is a tremendous, tremendous mafteach. The gemara over there snets. It says in the parsha of Shavuos, Oy nefesh ki si shava, levate bisfasayim, lahora oy lehetev, lechoyla she yevate ha'odom b'shavuos, v'nelu imenavu yodav ha'osh. Discussing a shvuah's bitu. Someone made a shvuah and he swore falsely to shaygik. As a result, he has to bring a carbon shvuah, as is mentioned in the Torah and then the parashas of Vayikra. But in that pasuk that talks about the carbon shvuah, it says the words ha'adam b'shvuah, and the Gemara says ha'adam b'shvuah prat la'anus. From ha'adam b'shvuah, we learn that if a person would violate a shvuah's bitu and he would do it ba'onis, he would be exempt. Ha'odam b'shvua prat lo'onus. Says the Gemara, Amamar, ha'odam b'shvua prat lo'onus. Hey chidam, what's an example of an oinus? So the Gemara says, Kid Rav Kahana Rav Asi. I'll give you an example with a ma'isa shahoya. Rav Kahana Rav Asi, they would both tell me the mavrav. When they would get up from Rav, Mar Amar Shvua Sadachi Amar Rav. One would swear after Shir, this is what Rav said. Umar Amar Shvua Sadachi Amar Rav. And the other one would swear that this is what Rav said. Could be you spoke this out once, but I was thinking that why is this dafka by the Talmidim of Rav? Because Rav, we know, never talked. And Rav was the one that said, "La'olam yishana adam le'talmidoy b'derech kitzara." So Rav held that even when you're teaching talmidim, you should teach b'derech kitzara. So they walked away from Shir. No one knew what Rav said, and they started swearing. Shvuasu d'achi amar Rav. So the Gemara says, after this, what happened? He also the kami the Rav, and it sounds like this would repeat itself. Rav continued by this. So when they would come back to Rav, Amar kichad minay. Rav would always say that one of them was right. Amar le'idach. The other person would say, "Vanobis shikra ish taboy." Did I swear falsely? Right? One person said, "I swear this is what Rav said," and he found that Rav did not say that. So it sounds like this was a shvuas bitoy, albeit b'shoygig. So the Gemara said, "Amalei, no libcha ansach. It's true you swore falsely, but you were an oinus. What was the oinus? Your lave was being ma'anis you. Your lave forced you into swearing the way you swore because you actually thought you were telling the truth. And because you thought you were telling the truth, all of a sudden you're considered an oinus." So Rav Chaim asked a few things. Number one, Ha'adnam b'shvua prat la'anus. I need a pasuk in the parasha of Shvua to tell me oynis. Oynis rachmana patre. It will not really sasadav or vilaynis fasa. Throughout the Torah, oynis rachmana patre. Why do I need a separate sugya? Ha'adnam b'shvua prat la'anus. The teretz is the example that the Gemara gave. What was the Gemara's example of oynis? A funny case. Libcha ansach. Your lev was ma'anis you. And because your lev was ma'anis you, you have a din of an oynis. Where do you find anywhere? Libcha ansach. The terrorist is ha'adam ha'shvur. But al kopanim it's mavur that there's a special halach of oynis when it comes to shvur. It's called ha'adam ha'shvur. And the Adam Shvur teaches me that if a person swears falsely, you make a neder, you make a shvur, you make a naziris, not only shvur, and you do it with some element of libcha ansach, where you did it, but at the same time, you weren't 100% aware or cognizant of what it was you're doing, even if it was your lave that was like swaying you. The parsha of Shvur shteit achidish, and the chidish is called ha'adam b'shvur. Rashi's lashon ha'adam b'shvur is shehe adam b'shah shvur. Ha'adam b'shvur, you have to be an adam when you make a shvur. Shehe liba yalav. If you make a shvur and it's not liba yalav, it's not going to be considered a shvur. You have to be an adam. Ichtav zayin amensh. What does it mean to zayin amensh? We talked a lot about throughout the Masechta, the ruach memalala of the nedarim. Or b'shei liba yalav. You have to have your hearts with you. If you don't have your hearts with you, you're not a mensh. Ha'adam b'shvur means you have to be someone that has liba yalav. But al kopanim it's mavur that when it comes to shvuas and nedarim and naziris, there the medida of what the definition of das is already different. Over here, the only time a shvu is a shvuah, the only time a ned is a neder, the only time a naziris is a naziris, is if it's liba yalav. But if it's not going to be liba yalav, over there the neder is nishkan neder, and the shvuah is nishkan shvuah, and the naziris is not going to be a naziris. And it's all learned out from this parasha of the adam b'shvuah. The emes is, this opens up a mafteach in general to understanding the parasha of the Dal and Nedarim, the topic of the third parak of Masechtas Nedarim, specifically Nidrei Shkogos and Nidrei Oinsen, where it sounds like there's something unique about Shkogos and Oinsen when it comes to Nedarim versus all the other parashas in the Torah. Every parasha in the Torah, you have something called Shkogos and Oinsen. The teretz is over here, the definition is a little bit different based on this concept of Adam Shvur. This is what the Rishonim mean when they keep on saying that when it comes to a neder, you have to have piv v'libay shavim. You always have to have piv v'libay shavim. It's not true. What you always have to have is das. I don't need that my lave should be shavu with my peh. All I need is das. As long as I know what I'm doing, that in and of itself is going to be fine. But if my lave is thinking about something else, al zeh nemar dvarim shebelev ein dvarim. Nobody cares about your lave. But when it comes to nedarim and shvu, is piv v'libay shavim. V'adosh shteit halacha fin ha'adam shvu. And if a person would swear, but his lave wasn't with him, what does it mean his lave wasn't with him? He swore because he thought one thing, it turns out something else. Rabbi Chaim, when he brings this Rabbi Chaim and Bricha Shmuel and nedarim, he says it's so starf. Ordinarily, a person makes a kinyan, he tells you afterwards his lave was this, is like person, he says, stands on the chuppah, he gets married, he walks after this. I had no idea what marriage was. I partially had no idea. I didn't understand. Well, I thought it was gonna be a nice party, everyone's gonna get together, all my friends were gonna be here, we were gonna dance the hara, there would be a smorgasbord. Like that's mamish what I thought. So says Rebbe, how you talking about how many you'd care about what this guy said? Who cares? You just got married. Escape the chuppah, what was going on in Israel? I trust you. Yeah, you nothing thought, but I believe you're bistanar, 100% that's what you thought. But who cares? Who cares? Nothing to do with us. You're married because that's why you should be Yisrael. And your wife is an Eishes Ish. Nobody cares about it. By Shvu, we dafka care. Ha'adam b'shvu is the taich that you have to have Liba Yalav. And any little slippage as far as Liba Yalav, that's already a pasos in Ha'adam b'shvu. And that's what it means when we say, She'epiv Liba Yishavim. I think it's Kedai. We're at the end. But I think it's Kedai to speak at one other Ha'ara. And that is, it's a Ran that we missed. when we went through the Masechta. It's one of the most important rounds in the whole Masechta. It's on Daf Chof Hei Amid Beis. It's probably something that everybody was thinking, either consciously or subconsciously. But the point is, it's mamish. It brings out a lot of the entire Masechta. It answers a lot of questions. And that is, one of the Dalet Nedarim She'atiru Chachamim is Nidrei Shgagas. What's Nid? You need the first volume. What's Nidrei Shgagas? Oh, what's... you have it. What's Nidrei Shgagas? Nidrei Shgagas is where a person made a neder and there was an element of Shgagas. And Mishnah gave a few examples of it. One of the examples the Mishnah gave, let's just pick a simple one, is where somebody sees that there are people that are eating his figs. He's not happy about it. He's eating his teinim. So he got very, very upset and he says, koinim, says, I'm telling you now, the teinim should be us on all these people that are eating my figs. Either way, and Shkat the Glazer, he came a little bit closer and he saw it was his father, it was his brother. So the halach is, it's a nidrei shgagas. Why? Because it's pasha. This person never wanted to make his father and his brother aser. So the halach is nidrei shgagas. Now what happens if there were other people doing that? There's with the mitzvot, with the gula. That's the sugi over there. But the bottom line is just a simple example of nidrei shgagas. But you made a neder and you didn't chap that your father or your brother was there. So what's the halacha? Arba nedarim yitiru chachamim. Frank Duran, one of the most important kashas in the whole Masechta. He says, why is this different than every other Pesach? What's a Pesach? We just learned Perek Reb Eliezer. Perek Reb Eliezer, it's a short perek, but it brings all the examples, all the mishnayos related to a Pesach. Poischel adam chvayd ove v'imoy, chvayd hamakim, chvayd Shabbos v'yontiv, chvayd atzmoy, chvayd bonav b'noisav. Right, for example, somebody said, koinim yayin she'eini toyin. And then it came Shabbos and he couldn't drink wine. So he said, well, why are you making Kiddush on grape juice? It's not a batlin. So he said, no, I can't. I said, koinim yayin she'eini toyin. He said, what? He says, don't you know it's also it's tire atzmoy b'Shabbos v'yontiv? You can't make a neder like that. He said, had I known, I would have never made it. Oh, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. But you have to come on to a Pesach. You have to come onto the parasha of Ataras Nedarim. Frank Duran, why do I need the parasha of Ataras Nedarim? Why is there not Nidrei Shgagas? Rabbi Eliezer's poischel adam b'chayit ove v'imay. So a person makes a neder, and then he goes to a rav and he says, "I made a neder. It's not working out." He says, "You made a neder. People know it. So everybody knows about it. They make chayzik of me." He says, "Really?" He says, "You understand? After making chayzik of you, they're making chayzik of your parents. Had you known that you would be mezalzel in the covet of your parents, would you have made it?" And he says, "No way. I would have never made this neder. Oh, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. But you have to come on to Hataras Chacham. You have to come on to Sheila. You have to come up to a Yachal Devari, who ain't a Mechel, of a Lacher Mechel, and what? Freik Duran, what's the difference between Nidrei Shgagas and every Pesach? Every Pesach is what? You're finding the Tos inside the Neder. That's what Nidrei Shgagas is. There was a Tos. Ein Chab was my father. I thought it was some random person. Or had I Chab, it was my father. I would have never done it. Okay, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. But that's not the Halacha. The Halacha is, oh, you didn't Chab, it was your father? No problem. Arba, Nedarim, Heitiru Chab is a special safe harbor. There's four categories that you can fall into where you can make a neder and there's no Layacha, there's no nothing. One of them is an example of Shgagas, which is essentially that there was a Tois. So why is that different than every Pesach? Every Pesach is a Tois. So what's the difference between Nidrei Shgagas and Tois, right? Pretty fundamental question. This is the Ran's question. And the Ran says, a very, very short answer. The Ran says that the chilik is that Nidrei Shgagas is when the Tois was in the Ikar HaNeder. As opposed to Pesach is when the Tois was not in the Ikar HaNeder. In other words, when a person saw somebody eating his Te'enim, and he said, koinim Te'enim on you. Then he came closer, he saw it was his father. There was a tois in the Ikar HaNeder. The tois was who the subject of the neder is. There is the mother. He thought it was his neighbor. It turns out it was his father. That's a tois. That's a tois in the Ikar HaNeder, in the subject of the neder. If a person makes a neder, koinim ya, he knew exactly what he was doing. However, there was a tois, he didn't chap, it's also let's start. That's my b'Shabbos v'yontiv. He didn't realize his parents were going to have, there was no tois in the Ikar HaNeder. The Ikar HaNeder, he knew exactly what the neder was. The neder was, I will not drink wine. Me, wine. Right, it's pretty straightforward. So he knew exactly what the neder was. There's no tois in the Ikar HaNeder. There's got no tois. But the tois is a tois menatzad. It's not the Ikar HaNeder. Zok Duran, a tois menatzad, there you have to come onto Pesach. Tois, the Ikar HaNeder, that's when you have the halacha. This is fire. But this is what Duran says. So the Marit asks Akasha, fake the Marit, that I don't understand Duran. The Ran said a major lumdis to explain the chilik between when there's a Pesach and when the halach is Nidrei Shgagas and the Ned is Mutam Yehilam. Marit said, if you would have asked me, I would have said much more Pashat. I would have said that we know that Dvarim Shebelev is Einan Dvarim. So if a person does something and it turns out later it was a mistake or there was a Tois, We don't care. Dvarim Shebelev ain't Dvarim. But there's one exception to the rule. This one time where Dvarim Shebelev is Dvarim. When is that? If there's an Umdun of the Muchach. If it's 100% Muchach that you were thinking this when you said what you said, then there's no halacha of Dvarim Shebelev ain't Dvarim. In fact, Umdun of the Muchach works like you would have made it tonight. Which, by the way, it's a Pella and it's the Rajbis Kashan, Kedushan Dafnun. This is like real first Seder right now. But it's the Rajbis Kashan Dafnun. How could Umdun Adam Muchach be better than a Tanai that wasn't done by Mishpatei HaTanoim? It's the Rajbis Kashan. If even when you make a Tanai, it needs Mishpatei HaTanoim, that means Gilui Das is not enough. Because I have Gilui Das if I make a Tanai that's not a Iskalta with Mishpatei HaTanoim. The Teretz says I need a Chefz of a Tanai. And the Chefz of a Tanai needs Mishpatei HaTanoim. So how could Umdun Adam Muchach be better? And the Rajbis says it's Muchach it is. But Al Koponim, that's the Metzias. The Metzias says Umdun Adam Muchach works, even when it's not from Shoy. So says the Marid, I think it's Pashit. To me, when I learned Nadar in the Marid says, it was very Pashit to me. I mamish don't even understand why the Ram was so bothered with this kasha. When I learned Nidresh Gagas, I understood Nidresh Gagas was Umdun Adam Muchach. It was Umdun Adam Muchach. It's like a regular Mekach Tois. That was Pashit Pshat in Nidresh Gagas. So you have a sugi of Nidresh Gagas. Everyone knows that you wouldn't answer your figs on your father. Figs were a big deal once upon a time. That's clear, right? So you would have never said, my father can't eat my figs. So therefore, it's an Umdun Adam Muchach. But there's an Umdun Adam Muchach. I wouldn't have made the net that I know that also it's Tire Atzmet Bishabas Vyantav. No, it says Pashit. Why did the Ram have to come on to us? That's the lumdis. But why do I need lumdis? I thought the chiluk was so posh, said the man. It's the Maritz Kasha. Zok the Baruch Ber that I found in the Ksovim from my Heiliger Rebbe, Chus Yogan Aleinu, Reb Chaim Briska, and he says afterwards, Ukemedumanish and Iskavanti Lazar. That's what Reb Baruch Ber says. I think I was Mechavan to the Rebbe. But Al Kaponim says, Reb Baruch Ber, that the Rebbe, Reb Chaim said, posh it. The Reb Chaim said that, what are you telling me? You're telling me Umdun Adam Muchach that the reason you need a Pesach and the reason you have to come on to Sheila in all the cases of Pesach is because you need Umdun Adam Muchach. The only time you need Umdun Adam Muchach is when you need Tanayim. But by Nedarim and Shavuos, you don't need Tanayim because that's Mevor and Adam B'Shavuah. Again, any single time a person tells you that when I made the Neda, I was thinking this, we believe him. The Sugya of Dvarim Shebelev is Nitkain Sugya of Namanis, Aleph Beis. It's not a Sugya of Namanis, it's a Sugya, is it Dvarim or is it not Dvarim? But it's not a Sugya of Namanis, so we believe you. Narvas, we don't care, because you have to make a Tanai. And if you don't make a Tanai, and if the Tanai is not Oiskalte, but Mishpatei HaTanoim, or Inami, there's another option, Umdun Adam Muchach, so who cares? You can think it from today till tomorrow. Abba Ben Tzekumtzin Adarim, and Shavuos, and Naziris, there's a new parasha called the Adam B'Shavuah. There are Chaim Boit, Klar from the Sugya and Shavuos, Tav Chavav Amar Aleph. Where you see that over there, it's not Pivot, Liboy Shavin, and your lave is not 100% lock, stock, and barrel with what it is you're saying, so then the Loch is nothing is going to be Chal. In that case, you don't need Umdun Adam Muchach. Why would I need Umdun Adam Muchach? Umdun Adam Muchach I need when Dvarim Shebelev is in Dvarim. So when Dvarim Shebelev is in Dvarim, so now I need a Tanai. So either I make a Tanai by Mishpatei HaTanoim, or I have an Umdun Adam Muchach. But to the extent that there's a din of an Adam Shavuah, by an Adam Shavuah, darf ich nicht ankommen zu Mishpatei HaTanoim. So over there, even an Umdun Shein a Muchach would be okay. And again, Reb Chaim said, because if you need Umdun Adam Muchach, so what's the chidah? What's Adam Shavuah? It's Pasha. What do I need Adam Shavuah for? That is a sugi of Taz. There's a sugya pravloinus in every parish in the Torah you have that. So what's the Torah being mechadish in the other mishvur? It's like we said before, we're being mechadish here. There's a din you need pivali by shavin. It has to be ha'adam. Otherwise, if there's one element of not ha'adam, so felt abyssal in arts, so then you're going to be out. So if that's the case, so who cares? Who cares that it was an Umdun Hashem Muchach? So you're going to tell me that the reason you need a Pesach throughout Masechtas Nedarim is because there was an Umdun Hashem Muchach? You don't need an Umdun Adam Muchach when it comes to Nedarim and Shavuos. And that's what the Ran knew, because the Ran had Fashtan and Dosh State in the Sugya and Shavuos Chavav. So Baruch Beth said, Reb Chaim said, so the Ran Gemuchet, so what's the Chilik then? So what's the difference between Nidrei Shkogis and every Pesach? Nidrei Shkogis, you're going to tell me the Chilik is, consider it's an Umdun Adam Muchach, a Pesach, it's not an Umdun Adam Muchach. That would be good if we were learning Masechtas Kedusha now. If we were learning Gittin, best answer. For learning above a Kama, above a Metziah, above a Basra, a Ksubis, it's a beautiful Teretz. But we're learning Nedarim now. And in Nedarim, we don't discriminate between Umdun Adam Muchach and Umdun Hashein Muchach. It makes no difference. Because either way, it's a felt in the Adam Shavuah. So what's getting me wrong that it's an Umdun Hashein Muchach? Muzayn Sedo Achilik Yisoydi V'Sharoshi. There has to be some very fundamental difference between when you say Nidresh Gagis and when you say Pesach. And that is where the Tois is in the Ikra Neder. or in the Torah says not in the Iker, not the Balkupan. This was Reb Chaim's Yisoid. Reb Chaim's Yisoid was that there's an afkamina between the das and the lev that you have to have when it comes to all kinyonim, mecca, chnemka, gittin, and kedushin, versus when it comes to nedarim, shvuas, and aziris. When it comes to shayis, only you have das, you know what you're doing, you don't have to want it, it doesn't matter. This, it's automatic, whatever you just did is going to be, unless you make a tanai, which means it needs to conform with mishpatei atanai, inami, or there's an umdun of the mukha, but otherwise it's going to be cha. But when it comes to nedarim, shvuas, and aziris, because of the special parsha of adon b'shvua, which is the chiddush essentially of nidresh gogis, because otherwise it's just another Pesach. That is the chiddush of nidresh gogis, and that is that when it comes to the parsha of nedarim, shvuas, and aziris, over there, if you don't have a perfect das, so then the halacha is that it's not going, then the halacha is nothing is going to be chal at all. If that's the case, said Reb Chaim, that's the teretz of Tosfos Kasha in Nozer Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and that's the teretz of Reb Kiveges Kasha in Gilyan Ashnas in Nozer Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and in Tshuvas Chelo Galv Simen Mem Ches, and that is Naziris. Tosfos asks, it's mavur you can make Allah tonight. What's the kasha? It's less of a shlichus. If it's less of a shlichus, it should be less of a tanai. Reb Kiveger double down. And Reb Kiveger said, Nadarim. It's certainly also less of a shlichus. And still you see, it's a Mishnah later on Daf Pei Amud Aleph. You can do Nadarim ala tanai. So Reb Skirov said that Reb Chaim said, Lefidis Rei, the kasha thank Nishdan. Because this day you have to come on to Mishpatei Atanai, and it has to be Isa B'Shlichus in order for it to be Isa B'Tanai. That's true in Kol HaTorah Kulo. But when it comes to Naziris, when it comes to Nadarim, then it's Din Adam Shvuah. And if I make a tanai, even if the tanai is not Oiska Haltim, the Mishpatei Atanai, still the halachas is not going to be Chal the Naziris and the Nether. Why? Not because of the Tanai. The Tanai requires Mishpatei Atanoim. That's the Feltina Adam B'Shvua. And because the Feltina Adam B'Shvua, that's why it's not going to be Chal. The only eights in the Gemara was that Naziris is Masna Mashakasa B'Tayra. And Masna Mashakasa B'Tayra, you see in the Gemara, is a halacha. B'Skarov speaks this out. Not only B'Negei Mishpatei Atanoim, but even in the Sugi of Adam B'Shvua, which is a whole other Shvuz. But the bottom line is that's why when it comes to Naziris and when it comes to Nadarim, and Shvuz would be the same thing, you would not need Mishpatei Atanoim. So just to come full circle, we began this raid by, we said you could have came to this from nine different angles, but we started with the Karen Eiris Kasha, which tied in very much to today's daf, and that was Rabbah's fourth Yibaya, Kayim Lechi Umufu Lechi, for like Teichel HaKoma, Elam Kem Chala Afar. It's Mufu, you can make a HaKoma Ala Tanai. Faith to Karen Eiris, how can you make a HaKoma Ala Tanai? The Rambam says in Perikim Gimel Alochet Hazim Luchas Nadarim that you can't do Akama Yidei Shliach. If you can't do Akama Yidei Shliach, how can you do Akama B'Tanai? The Teretz is true, you can't do Akama Yidei Shliach. And if that's the case, you can't make a Tanai. You can't make a Tanai that's going to work together Tanai Dibnei Godim Nei Ruvein, because it doesn't conform with Mishpatei Atanoim. But that's Pashit. That Akama is no different than Neder and then Aziris and that Shvua, that there has to be a Halacha of Adam B'Shvua. If there's a Halacha of Adam B'Shvua when it comes to Nadar and the Zeros and Shvuas, Hakama, which is Ke'en Nidra, like the Ran said, is Pashit, is going to have to comply with that as well. That's why it's Pashit to the Gemara. For like Keichel Hakama, Elim Kein Chal Afar. It's interesting, Reb Kiveger, when he scanned Mesechtes Nadarim to find a raya that you can make a Nedra ala Tanai, since raya was from a Mishnah on Daf Pei Amud Aleph, Maestro Reb Kiveger jumped over the Sugya here on Daf Samech Tes Amud Aleph. It's not a Kasha. That's an Iker Neder. This is only a Hakama. But Al Koponim, the Karen Eira, has another Makar L'Chaira right here from the Sugya of Hakama. So Tosfos proved it from Areini Noz Amanashe Yeshoy Seyayin. Reb Kiveger proved it from the Mishnah in the Dorin, Daf Pei Amud Aleph. The Karen Eira ostensibly is proving it from the fact that you can do a Hakama ala Tanai. All three of these cases, it's not Oiska Haltim and Mishpatei Atanoim, all for the same reason. It's because it's less of a Shlichas. I, Milsa, the less of a Shlichas, less of a Tanai. The Teretz is over here. You don't need to come on to Mishpatei Atanoim. It's based on the Adon B'Shvua, and Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do a part two to this raid.